All right. Looking down my list here, it looks like all the industry people are here. Is Cyrus on the line? Looks like Cyrus is the only one not here on the call, as far as I can tell. All right. Okay, we certainly have a quorum. So thanks for everybody making the effort to be here. We will, before we get started, I want to recognize a new member that we have, Bill Longley. And I forgot to tell you, not that I'll put you on the spot very much, but you're welcome to just tell us a little bit about yourself, a little background, where you work, that type of thing.
Sure. Thank you very much, and thank you all. It's great to be a part of this committee. This became official earlier this week when Bennett had the ceremonial passing of the white binder to me, so it's real now. Yeah. But I'm happy to be a part of it. My name's Bill Longley. I am an attorney at the Texas Municipal League. I've been there about 9.5 years, going on 10 years, and from Austin, live in Austin, and you know, probably have a little bit of catching up to do to know what the everybody here on this committee knows, but I'm excited to do that. So thank you all very much.
Good. Thanks, Bill. Glad to have you. So as usual, we welcome, I don't see many in the audience, but we welcome people for public comments, public input from the phone also. And it's okay if you're on the phone, you don't have to tell us who you are unless you speak. So I got Charles and Wayne noted, but so we will provide adequate opportunity for input, and I don't anticipate a long meeting, but I don't want to dictate how long I think it should be either. So we'll go as long as it takes us. So any general comments before we get started from the staff or any? Okay. So I'll jump right to item number two, annual election of chaired. This is required by the bylaws for us to have an annual election. And I will give my annual little speech, which is I'm available to continue, but I'm not running for office. So I told a number of you before, and I probably should have been more open about it, but if you had an idea for change, probably good to let everybody know. But having said that, that's fine. I'll defer to the will of the committee.
I'll give my annual nomination of you as chairman.
All right.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second to reelect Bob Adair. I'm going to say the name for the record as chairman. So with a motion and a second, do we have any discussion? All right. Hearing none, we'll take the vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
Thank you. You're right. Again, I did not work behind the scenes to make this happen. So, thank you for your confidence. And we'll jump right to number three, which is review. And by the way, I'll just say that we did postpone. We usually have this election at the end of the year, like in December, but we knew we had have at least one new member coming in, so we wanted to give him a vote. So that was the purpose of us delaying it one meeting. So the bylaws also requires to have the committee to have an annual report. So I've sent a draft to you about a week ago, and what I'll just go ahead and explain real quickly. I know I put it in an email, but I will explain. The first two pages are pretty much verbatim from the previous annual report, just a background on the TCQ Prop 2 program and how the committee came about, that kind of background information, committee organization, highlights of the bylaws, and over on page 4, I listed the 2017 members, which is why Bennett is listed on there as a member, and I've got a footnote that his replacement was and the reappointment of others that whose terms expired the end of 2017. So in the next page, on page 5, where it talks about the actions taken by the committee, I basically just reviewed the minutes of each committee and pulled the highlights. And so I'm open to revisions from any of this, including typos. Hopefully I didn't have any, but if you caught any of those, I'm open to that too. But so I'll open it now for discussion. If anybody has any concerns, or if you'd rather I reword something differently, or I'm very open. Oh, I'll go ahead and mention before we usefulness of the committee. That is a term required in the bylaws also. That's not my term, but the bylaws require us to state the usefulness of the committee. And every year I look for comments from someone or someone at TCEQ that talks about our usefulness. So that's why I just found a couple of quotes. And if you have any others, I'm very open to putting that in here. And the cost of the committee, I got that basically from Ron. You can see there wasn't very much travel reimbursement requested, and the hours, the time I rounded that, and the rest of it's very, very much similar format from the prior year. So, any comments? Is there anything that needs to be revised? If not, my plans are to next week when I go back to the office, basically plug in the date that I plan to send it and sign it and submit it to. And I can, Shelley, I'll talk to you just to confirm how you prefer to do it. But generally, I'll sign it and scan it and send it to you, and I can mail it or however you want to do it. So we'll submit that next week. Any comments?
Well, Bob, why don't we move, or I'll move that the report be accepted as is with the addition of your name and the dates, and you just go ahead and do that and send it in.
Okay. Motion by Wayne.
Wayne, may I suggest we also include in that motion the ability to make any technical or, non-substantive changes, or just getting some sort of fact right or wrong that we might find?
Sure.
I have no problem with that addition.
And I'll be glad to note that if you have something in mind.
Okay. I'm just looking, I'm looking it over again.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All right, so I will, with that in mind, if you want a little more time, middle of next week, is that enough time for you guys to take another look at it? If you see any non-substantive changes, and by the way, if you see any substantive changes, we can always have a conference call to work that. All right, we have a motion and a second to accept the draft annual report with the provision that we have an option to make non-substantive changes before it's submitted. Any discussion? Any additional discussion? All right, we'll call the vote. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
Aye.
All right, thanks. Okay. Making quick notes here. Next item on the agenda. As we all know on the committee, that last year Prop 2 was became available to be applied for on STEERS, electronic system. So I just wanted to get, since we're kind of monitoring that, just to see how it's going, and I think Shelley has an update for us.
Good morning. I'm Shelley Nike with TCEQ. The STEERS application went online in September of 2017, and our first application was successfully submitted in November. To date, we've received 70 online applications, and it seems to be working fine. The turnaround time is really quick because it's all done electronically rather than through the mail. So sometimes people can correct any issues the same day and get it turned around.
Payment of fees is easy.
So the payment fee has to be electronic when you use the STEERS application. And that's all integrated with our ePay system. And then this week we posted 6 step-by-step instructional videos onto the TCEQ YouTube channel. There's also links on our webpage that take you, you watch someone go through the entire process from when you log in, submit, how to sign, pay, and then respond to a notice of deficiency and then retrieve your documents. So it's a series of six videos.
Very good. I had not seen that. I've seen your written instructions.
Right. Those just got approved to be posted yesterday.
Okay. Great.
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
I recently had to scramble like yesterday trying to appeal an application. And I had a little trouble. You know, there's all these step-by-step things on applying for an exemption. I would like to see something like that for appealing one that is not thought to be appraiser does not think is appropriate.
Okay, we do have a separate web page. It's not on the main page, but we do have a web page about that shows what's required to appeal. If you think, have you been to that web page, or do you think it needs more detail about more step by step what you should be doing?
Well, we finally found it. It just seemed like, you know, it was a lot easier to find all the stuff to apply and much more difficult to find how to appeal.
Okay, we can definitely... Yeah, we can make that more visible on the main page.
Okay.
Okay. Have you had any significant complaints? Not asking specific people, but about this.
I'm looking over. No, we've really just gotten compliments on how easy it was.
Okay.
I think you avoid a lot of issues with... because, it does a lot of the central registry validation. It does a lot of validation when you're applying, so you avoid a lot of administrative errors. It does, we definitely had an applicant that didn't realize you had to do an electronic payment, so that might be an issue for folks who don't have access to, if they're an agent for a company and have trouble doing electronic payment, but I think that's just something they need to be aware of.
Okay.
But no main complaints.
Will you remind me how appraisal districts are copied or notified of an application?
Sure, they're notified in the same way. We did send letters to all of the appraisal districts to see if any of them preferred electronic notifications. I think only maybe a couple dozen requested that, and they'll just receive an email to the email that they provided, the email address they provided to us. Otherwise, they receive a copy. The copy of record is just... rather than it being the, when they get a copy of the application, it's the copy that comes out of the STEERS program.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's the same.
All right. Good. Any concern, any members, any more questions about this?
Shelley, on the notifications, you can get both, can you not? The email and a paper copy?
Did anyone ask for that? I can't remember.
No one's asked.
I don't think anyone's requested that, but we could definitely
Okay. Make
that available if they wanted to.
Okay. Any other questions? Glad to hear the progress.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. All right, we'll go to old business now, and maybe I should have put this on the agenda, but it's kind of a predictable old business that we talk about, and that is an update on heat recovery steam generators.
Good morning. I'm Don Redmond, an attorney with the TCEQ. I don't think there have been any court decisions since your last meeting in December, but to recap the status of the HRSG litigation, the commission upheld the decision to issue negative use determinations for all of the pending HRSG applications. Those applications were appealed to district court in Travis County. For purpose of that litigation, the applications were consolidated and also put into two separate groups. The Tier 3 applications were heard together, and the Tier 4 applications were heard together. Travis County District Courts upheld TCQ's decision, and then those decisions were appealed. And for those appeals, the Tier 3 applications were sent to the El Paso Court of Appeals pursuant to a Supreme Court consolidation requirement. The Tier 4 applications were heard by the Austin Court of Appeals. The El Paso Court of Appeals upheld the commission and lower court decisions to issue negative use determinations. However, the Austin Court of Appeals reversed the trial court decision and the commission's decision to uphold the negative use determinations. The El Paso decision has since been appealed to the Texas Supreme Court. A petition for review was filed by the applicant for the Tier 3 applications. Just this week, the Supreme Court has asked for a briefing from the TCQ on that matter. The deadline for filing a petition for review for the Tier 4 applications has not yet passed, but likely the TCQ will appeal, will file a petition for review.
Okay.
That's correct.
Did you indicate that there are decisions
Because the Supreme Court asked for briefing from the Tier 3 applications, I believe the TCQ is asking for an extension for the petition for review deadline for the related Tier 4 applications. I've not seen the motion for that, but that's what I've heard has happened. And that's something that happened just this week because the Supreme Court asked for a briefing on the Tier 3 cases just this week.
And any of the lawyers can answer this, just remind me. As the Supreme Court, did they ask for a briefing before taking the case, or could they still just not take the case?
I'm not exactly sure I understand your question, but they... Right. The petition was filed for the Tier 3 cases, and I believe the briefing that they requested will help them decide whether, one, to take the case or a decision on that case. That's correct.
Any other comments? I'm going to step out and make a comment. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but of course, I don't want to get in the middle of a legal battle, but considering the purpose of this committee, I'll just offer again that we could be a sounding board, possibly. I mean, as you know, we've talked about Tier 3 and tried to come up with alternative Tier 3 calculations in the past. I don't know if we can necessarily, if we restarted that again, that we would necessarily come up with a solution. But it just occurred to me that we could be a sounding board if that's appropriate in the middle of a legal action. That's comment. Any other comments, or feel free to tell me I'm out of line if you
support that idea of the cases Supreme Court.
Would you speak in the mic, sorry?
Until the Supreme Court actually were to either denied petition for review on the Tier 4s, right, which would effectively remand that case back to the commission for Tier 4s to be reconsidered, or rule on the Tier 3 some way or another. I mean, I think it's just, if I were to guess, it's more likely that the Tier 4 case will get remanded, but I think that the idea of this committee serving as a sounding board for the commission when it starts to develop what it will do with those cases is a great idea. It just may be premature, given that I wasn't sure whether the commission was going to appeal, mm-hmm. and it sounds like that may still be in the works. So we officially don't have a remand yet. It's not back at the agency yet.
Okay.
Which was a good clarification for Nanda provided. So it's not back in their court yet. And so, I mean, it doesn't mean that they couldn't be working on something. It's just, I think it's predictable that the commission may wait until they're officially remanded before they put resources on addressing them. And, but when that happens, I do think that your idea is a good one.
Yeah, my intent is not to meddle. It's realizing that this has gone on for many years. And could we provide some service? I don't know. Just a thought. And I have no interest in Herzig's, by the way. So that's not part of my motive either. Okay, any other comments? All right. Any other old business? Any new business? I just have one slight administrative thing to bring up. But you notice from the annual report last year, we met two times here at TCQ and two times on a conference call. And we kind of make those judgments depending on if there's issues or not. In my opinion, and this is just one member of 13, it's probably a good idea to have at least half of the meetings here. And it's not that we all have other things to do, of course, but I'm a little bit compelled to be more available to the public, if for no other reason, to be available to the public to come and give us advice or express concerns. But it's easier to do it here than it is on a large conference call. And if the committee prefers us to have every meeting here, that's okay too, or three out of four, or if by chance we become the sounding board, as I mentioned, that sometimes remanded back, there, we might have additional meetings. So it's just an observation that I'm aware that I think we need to be available to the public.
You never know, but we have had those meetings that maybe take 5 or 10 minutes. Rare occasion, and it's hard to tell exactly how a meeting's going to go, but if it looks like that's going to be the case, I know I personally don't live in Austin. I certainly would rather call in for those
right. For
the 5 or 10 minute meetings. So.
If I'm not mistaken, the first meeting we had on a conference call was to take care of some business dealing with cap rates or something like that we'd already met that month or that quarter. And instead of coming back to Austin, everybody, we got on conference call and dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important that we meet. I personally think it's important that we meet here, eyeball to eyeball, at least three quarters.
Okay.
If you've got something else that comes up in the interim, as that did, we could always do a conference call on that. Again, that's my opinion.
Okay. Any other opinions? And I'll remind you, even if we have more here, there's that option to call in and you'd be considered present. So, all right. Any other comments?
I got one.
Sure.
Can we get, please, an update on where we are in the cycle of doing the required rule review?
I think we have 1 year left. But which will have a long lead time, like 9 months or something like we have in the past. So, okay.
So this is a good time to start thinking through that process and getting ahead of the ball on that and inviting input from the stakeholder community, I would think.
Okay. We can start that process even early. This is fine.
I've got another point I'd like to make or something. I think probably we need to have, I'd like to see one of the staff come up. Whoever has the most experience and the longest tenure in this program, could they come answer some questions?
I think you knew the answer to that.
Ron, could you please update us on any potential changes to the personnel in the program that are coming up?
Oh, well, Alyssa left us back in December and went up to the MSW program. And we're in the process of trying to refill that position right now. I think it's not a reposting, it's a reopening of that position to find people. You're speaking about something else.
Any expected changes in the next 3 months before we meet again?
You'll meet again once before that.
We're going to meet before?
You meet in May. At the end of May, I'm going to retire after 26 years with the agency.
Okay. Well, for some reason I had March in my head, so I wanted us to, frankly, thank you and thank you for all the work you've done. I just think you've been a tremendous asset to the program, to the stakeholder community, to the people of Texas, in the work you've done. And we'll say this again next time then. Maybe we ought to have a resolution.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ron.
Sure.
Chocolate.
Okay. Any other new business or any other business in general? One more opportunity for the public to speak. Any concerns? All right. We've had an efficient meeting so far. If nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.